This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Captain James Fennell, United States Navy retired intelligence officer, about a confrontation provocation in the Philippines waters by the Chinese so-called Coast Guard, baiting and provoking and threatening sailors doing their job, maintaining a watch post of a semi-submerged warship from long ago in Filipino waters. James is very clear about that the Filipino sailors were doing their job and that the Chinese were the aggressors. However, you will learn how the Chinese have turned this into propaganda, completely upside down, as Jim says, fiction. Is Jim Fennell on an incident that is all too routine in Philippine waters, being bullied and threatened and provoked by the PLA Navy. More of this later.
And they acted with professionalism and discipline in the performance of their mission. And these foreign vessels that venture close to our military vessels are in violation of safe distance protocols that necessitate heightened vigilance and alertness from our personnel. So there were those 10 sailors, a couple of them up on the top deck of this rusted out warship with their rifles on guard, just in case the Chinese tried to board the vessel. China has now turned this into a fiction to say that the Filipinos are the aggressors here. Let's be clear. There is no debate about this. The Chinese Communist Party and the People's Republic of China and their Coast Guard are the aggressors here, and they're using Coast Guard vessels, and they try to portray it as the Coast Guard against the military warship. There's a farce.